my job to bring awareness to the United States Air Force and the United States Air Force Thunderbird. So what I did was work to get, you know, as many media interviews as I could for the team. That way we can spread awareness and help to represent the 70,000 airmen that are across the world defending our freedoms. Secondly, what the team did was the team represented here the Air Force in a grand fashion, I think, by flying over the Super Bowl in what we call a six-ship Delta formation, and it was really received very well.
Now, how often does this happen? I mean, how far back does your history with the Super Bowl go?
You know, I know the last time that we did the Super Bowl was in 2007. Before that, I don't know, but I'll tell you what, the Super Bowl and the NFL in general has been absolutely great to the United States Air Force and the United States Air Force Thunderbirds, and, you know, we're really proud to participate in this great event.
Now, what was your reaction to be sort of in the forefront of everybody's mind last night? I mean, you were right out there on center stage.
Well, I'll tell you. You know what I was thinking when the aircraft went over was I have seen those pilots practice and practice and practice, fly three times a day to get that maneuver right at that venue. So, you know what I was thinking was I was proud of those folks who had been working hard, and not just the pilots but the maintainers and just the total team effort on the Thunderbird team to make that mission a success. And really, you know, I always like to take it back to the fact that it is, you know, the Thunderbirds is a microcosm of the United States Air Force, and we're just really proud to represent those folks.
Yeah, it seems like the NFL and the military have a really strong history together.
You know, I'll tell you, I don't know a lot about the history, but I can tell you now for sure the relationship is absolutely wonderful. We actually got there on Wednesday. That way we could fly now Hall of Famer Rod Woodson. He flew in an airplane with our number 8 pilot, Major Anthony Mulhare, and he just had an absolute blast. Then again, on Saturday, we had the NFL commissioner come out, and they flew with us. And really, you know, those experiences are wonderful, because really what we can do is we can use that media flight program that we have to draw more attention to the Thunderbirds and draw more attention to the Air Force. So, yeah, there's definitely a strong relationship there, and that was definitely manifested through the two flights that we did and the flyover at the Super Bowl.
Talk to me a bit about why participate in the first place, why to get involved.
Sure. You know, it's important, number one, that taxpayers see where their tax money is going. That's first and foremost. And, you know, we strive to be solid stewards of taxpayers' dollars. And really, the second reason and the most important reason is to come out and show what airmen are doing across the world. And, you know, with the Thunderbirds, like I said, it's a microcosm of the United States Air Force, because, you know, we have over 35 career fields and over 140 people on the team. So that said, you know, it's kind of, we have all these different career fields, and we can really show the public what the Air Force does. It's a very, very important piece of the Air Force.
And let's talk a bit about, of course, the safety factor. I mean, how do you, I don't know, keep the jitters down? I mean, how do you pull that off?
I'll tell you what, I'm glad you mentioned that, because safety is literally the number one priority on this team. It is the number one priority. And how it's pulled off is lots and lots of practice. These pilots and the maintainers support, and when I say maintainers, I mean aircraft maintainers, the people that fix the airplane, support 3 flights a day these pilots go on. And what they're doing is they're practicing, they're always practicing. So, you know, it's definitely an inherent, there's definitely an inherent danger to flying, but there's so much practice and so much attention that's focused on safety that we're able to pull off flights like that.
Was this your very first Super Bowl, yours?
Oh, yes. It was my very first Super Bowl, and it was a humbling experience, because the team, the Thunderbirds, and, you know, we represent the Air Force, and we were just received so well by the fans, and just to see just the mass of people. You know, I told somebody, I said, you know, there are times in your life when you will remember that particular moment. And as I was standing there looking at all the people in the stadium and the players on the field, I knew that I would always remember this moment. And I was just very thankful and humbled to have the opportunity to be there. The Thunderbirds are proud to represent the 700,000 airmen that are out serving our country. And, you know, we're just humbled and proud to do that. And we invite everyone that's listening to any of our shows. We'd love to have you out and show you what your military does. Just to be there was just absolutely amazing, humbling, incredible. You know, I can continue. You know, it was just an absolute amazing experience.